time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire District. This morning we're joined by General Manager Greg McDonald. Greg, how you doing?
Yeah, going really well, thanks.
That's the way, getting very excited. Warbirds is getting ever so closer.
Yes, it's only 2 weekends away now, and we're starting to see some really good ticket sales online and some really great aircraft lineup coming, so it's very exciting. We're looking forward to it.
All we need to do is pray to the gods of events in the Upper Hunter that the skies will be blue, because that'll just make it absolutely picture perfect.
Well, I'm working on the theory there's no more moisture left in the atmosphere to rain, so I think we're past that. I'm hoping we're past that.
Fingers crossed. Now, if anybody would like to get their tickets at the last moment, what do they do?
Yeah, you can get them online. If you just go to Warbirds Over Scone in Google, it'll take you to our sales page. There is a $5 discount for anyone buying online, so best to buy online, and that'll save you time at the entry, because you won't have to purchase them at the gate. You'll be able to walk straight through. So it saves you time and saves you money.
All right. Now, also, I was talking about this last week. You are still asking if anybody's had some issues regarding the floods to notify the council.
Yeah, obviously the most recent floods hit us before we even finished recovering from the November flood. So we're still doing a bit of a tidy up, still getting around to repairing roads and drainage structures that have been damaged. But if people haven't logged any damage with us, please do so, because whilst we have quite a number on our list, we want to make sure that we've got them all there, because the state government has thrown some money towards recovery works, so we need to capture those works so that we can claim the money back as well. And obviously, we want to fix the job.
So inspectors are still getting around checking the roads?
They are, and as you can imagine, the river, in some of these cases, the rivers have only just, or creeks have only just gone down in the last couple of days.
So, yeah.
There's inspections still going on.
All right, so you can contact Upper Hunter Shire Council via the phone or online. Facebook is not a way to register something that needs to be looked at. You've got to do it through the formal application.
Please avoid Facebook. Use our normal channels through customer service phone or our website.
Excellent. And last but not least, I wanted to say a big congratulations to Upper Hunter Shire Council. I've been saying for a couple of years that Singleton are well ahead of it with their mattress muster and their tyre drop-off. And I'm very pleased to see that Upper Hunter Shire Council is now doing the same thing, and it's going to be pretty soon.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up in the first weekend in April is the drop-off for the mattress and tyres. So that's a free drop-off service. You know, sometimes these are difficult, bulky items to get rid of, so you might have to ring a friend with a trailer or a ute, but it is a free drop-off at the landfill.
Need to prove residency?
Yes, so you need to prove that you're a resident of the Upper Hunter Shire Council, but other than that, there's no other hoops to jump through.
All right, just do that on the 2nd of April. That's going to be at the various waste management centres around the Shire of Upper Hunter Council. Once again, well done. Whoever decided to do this one, they deserve a pat on the back and a raise. Greg, can you do something about that?
I've got the paperwork in the system now, I think.
Excellent work. Greg McDonald from Upper Hunter Shire Council, thank you very much for joining us as always.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Thank you, Bear.